To say the dumbest thing ever. Don't think to say it.
It's always fun. Welcome to another episode of the Gym Closet. I am here, as usual, joined by @jordan.hildreth.
What's up?
What's up?
Not a lot, dude.
Oh no, I saw you this weekend. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of
great
fun.
Time.
I was having a great time.
I had a great time as well. I did not have as good of a time as you.
You were invited multiple times.
I was.
We can get to that a little bit later. Yep. I've got a few feelings about it.
Feels. And I'm here joined, as usual, by Zach at Zach Downs 1.
Zach at Zach Downs 1. It's a new thing that he's trying.
Zach.
Had to switch it up.
Which handle is at Zach Downs 1.
Zach Downs 1.
I was looking at my old handle on your sheet there and the crossed outs of all the underscores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today we are joined by Dylan Houseman, a new coach here at @DHouseman_. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
It's going good. So we are going to get into some segments here in a little bit. We're going to do a bio on Dylan so everybody can kind of get to know him. And this season we will also be doing bios on all of the coaches. So be prepared for that each week because we are celebrating coaches and people that lift others up this season. So we will get into that. But first, we had an awesome interview with Major Elizabeth Beardsley and Major Jim Beardsley, the cutest couple that met in fourth grade. And,
For real?
Yes, and they have been together ever since. They met in church with the Salvation Army. Is actually a church. I didn't know that. But they met in school at the Salvation Army, and they've been working there for 41 years, but then they were actually... they were actually there, obviously, a lot longer than that and been a part of it and met. And awesome interview coming up. You guys are all going to really enjoy it. So let's get right to that. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Major Elizabeth Beardsley and Major Jim Beardsley. Elizabeth is the program director for the Iowa Capital Area of the Salvation Army. And Jim is the coordinator of programs and services for the Iowa Capital Area of the Salvation Army. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. We are excited to be working with the Salvation Army. We, as I kind of told you guys before, we do 6 seasons, and we're lucky enough that Salvation Army is a partner in this season of Live to Lift. So every season we have a different emphasis inside of the gym. So we're working on strength, and outside of the gym we're working on lifting up others. And so that's kind of where the title and the organization comes from that we work with. So so we are super blessed to be able to help out as much as we can and volunteer as much as we can with the Salvation Army. For those who don't know that are listening here, what is the Salvation Army all about?
Well, the Salvation Army does a lot of things. We wear a lot of hats. It originally began through the Methodist Church back in London, England, 150 years ago. Came to America, and the church itself then began to take on more of a role of social services here in America. So the Salvation Army is a church. However, it's one of our generals said we're the church with its sleeves rolled up.
Sure.
We tend to be known more for all of our social programs, whether it's rents, utilities, helping with drug addictions, whether it's giving toys out here at Christmas time and giving to the needy people. That's what we are now. We're kind of that jack of all trades. We just try to be there when people need us.
Awesome. And that is such a great way to look at things. And with your organization, obviously I think a lot of our listeners know the Salvation Army from the kettles and the bell ringing. And, we are super thrilled to be. I actually was ringing the bell for a couple hours today. We're super excited to be a part of that. But, I don't know anybody, unless you don't get groceries, that hasn't seen the Salvation Army and the Red Kettle campaign. So what? Talk a little bit more about that, what the Red Kettle campaign is and kind of what it does and where those proceeds go.
Well, the Red Kettle actually started as a black cauldron out in San Francisco.
Really?
Over 90 years ago. They were looking for a way to fund helping sailors that were coming in during the Christmas season, and they just didn't have the funds and all of that. So they put a cauldron out there where the ships were coming in, and people were dropping money in there, and
sure.
They had their little band playing.
Awesome.
Eventually it evolved into that little red bucket, we call it a kettle.
Sure.
And it goes out usually just before Thanksgiving, and we pull it all in on the 25th. And the funds go for the throughout the year. It isn't just Christmas.
Sure.
We spend a lot at Christmas. In fact, today my dear wife here just hit me up for about $80,000 to buy cards for food for some of more needy families this Christmas.
So, awesome.
We'll spend a lot here at Christmas, but then we use it throughout the year running our social service programs.
So that's helps with the kind of a general fund that can be distributed as you need, as you kind of go through helping other people all throughout the year.
It is. It's and this is such a great community. We'll raise almost $1 million just in
That's
the next
amazing.
Few weeks through the mail, through those little red buckets and people ringing bells, and it goes pretty quickly now, but this money gets spent year round.
And for those who don't know, either, you know, you can donate whenever you see the Red Kettle in at Crave Gym. We also have a Red Kettle here, so you can donate at on location. And you can also donate via your smartphone. A lot of people don't know this, but maybe you're not the one that carry cash or change around. And the sign on top of those kettles also has a text. What is that text? I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Well, they can go to ringbells.org, and that will tell them just about all. That will also help them for ringing.
Are you speaking donations?
Okay, sure. Yep, as far as donations go. That was one question that I had. I had a couple people this morning that say, oh, I just don't have any cash. And I said, well, guess what? You can take your smartphone and go ahead and donate through your smartphone. Just text. I can't remember what the number was, but text.
Well, you've got me there because I don't have that number either. But I know if they go to our Facebook page, which is Sal My Army. It's actually SalArmyDM for Des Moines.
Okay, sure.
They will get all that information right there.
Awesome.
And, you are right. They can go on their phone and donate. They can call into the office. We can get them other information if they can't. Because it is, we're going to a society that's not carrying a lot of cash.
Right, yep.
But
yep.
They can send in their checks. They can make it through the mail.
Have you seen any, just kind of off topic, have you seen any decrease in cash? Because those Red Kettles are mostly thought about as cash. Have you seen any decrease in donations that way and maybe a shift to more electronic type of donations?
Yeah, we're not really seeing it. That's
really
the strange part. I think people know the Salvation Army's out, so let's go ahead and
have a little bit there.
Yeah,
okay, sure, that's good.
I have to carry quarters in my pocket because people expect me to give.
Right, there you go.
You are the Salvation Army.
That's
you're not
the truth.
Pass me up.
Yep, that's good. That's good.
So I'll carry a quarter or so to drop in because you cannot. And I know people say you can't expect me to give every time I go by, and we really don't.
Correct.
But if you know, every time you go to the grocery store once a week for the next 5 weeks, you've given $5 every time you walked in. That's pretty good.
Definitely. Yep.
$1 goes a long way in the Salvation Army.
Definitely, definitely. And I've seen, you know, I've seen quarters and some change all the way up to, you know, people putting 20s in there, and you know, so it's really a great way to get those donations in, and really sounds like raise a lot of money.
It is. It is. I tell you, one of my great joys is seeing the kids give.
Oh, definitely.
They don't,
yeah.
We're not a gum machine. They're not getting candy. They get nothing. But they want to put money into that kettle.
Yep.
And you'll see these parents getting out the coin and that and giving it to that little boy, little girl. And they get up there and they have to stretch and then they get in there. And you thought they gave millions of dollars. But you know what? I smile just as big for that nickel as I do for the guy who gave the gold coin.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, and the smile on their face when they're giving too. You know, I think starting them young with those parents that's a huge contribution from those kids. Yeah. But to see them genuinely feel good about it, you know, is awesome too. So that is great. So with you guys have been involved with the Salvation Army for 41 years, right? Is that right?
That's right.
41 years, that's a long time. That is awesome. And you guys are retiring here soon?
We are. June of next year.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right. Congratulations. That is awesome. That is awesome. And that's a huge
I'll
step
I'll correct
for it.
You.
Yeah.
We haven't been involved only 41 years.
Okay.
We grew up, it was our church.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
We met in Sunday school.
Really?
And
that is cool.
I was in the fourth grade.
Really?
And I was told this blonde-haired little girl liked me. So
we had a
midweek meeting, and I went and sat with her, and I've been sitting with her ever since.
Ever since. That
and
is awesome.
I worked for the Salvation Army for 6 years before we went to the Salvation Army College in Chicago.
Okay, awesome. And what's the Salvation Army College in Chicago?
There's a college about three blocks towards the lake. From Wrigley Field.
Okay, sure.
And that's where people who want to be a Salvation Army officer or slash pastor
sure.
will go and get a 2-year training.
Okay.
And then they will, after the 2 years of their training, then they will go be sent out to a Salvation Army somewhere in the 11 central states.
Start as a lieutenant, and as the years go by, you grow to become a major, and then someday you get to retire.
So did you guys plan on being in Des Moines, or were you guys originally sent to Des Moines?
Yes, we were. This is our fourth year.
Okay.
And they appoint you wherever they want you. You might have expertise in a certain area where they need your help, or they tell us where to go.
Sure.
And they provide the home and the vehicle and everything for us, so we don't have to worry about trying to find a place
relocate
to live.
Every time.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and we spent 5 years in Rapid City, South Dakota before we came here.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we went in from Clinton, Iowa. Yeah.
Okay.
So we are Iowa folks.
Sure.
And so to begin our career here in Iowa and then to end it here is quite, we would have never planned it. I mean,
sure.
That's
exciting, though.
But it's it is exciting. And this being our last Christmas, we're kind of excited to get the last year in, but
definitely
kind of sad at the same time.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's been
a
lot of your retiring in general, you know, is tough for some people, but I think, you know, being with a company or with a church for this, you know, in your sake,
yep.
I mean, that's a lot of commitment from you guys, and you know, hopefully that's been a good time, a good 41 years for you guys.
Yes.
It is been good.
Awesome.
We met a lot of great people, especially like you guys here.
Yes.
You know, you were saying you're blessed. You know what? We're blessed to have a place like here.
Definitely.
We got the call because last year you guys did toys.
Yep.
At
yep.
Christmas time, and my wife kept talking about all these great toys coming in.
Definitely.
And then to find out you were going to take toys again.
Yep.
But then I saw the list of that they can come here and sign up for bell ringing all
yep.
over the place.
Yep.
And you got an angel tree out there. I mean, it's
yeah.
We're more blessed, I think, than you feel blessed being partners with us.
I think that in general, being able to give back to, you know, the less fortunate is such a huge part of what we do. You know, being a gym and being kind of a, you know, a luxury item and you pay to come to a gym and you know, work out and do stuff, you know, our athletes, you know, being in West Des Moines are, you know, a blessed group of people and really are able to give back and really, you know, really want to. And that's kind of why we started and kind of what conversation we had before recording is we had all of these people asking for, you know, what are some different opportunities that we can do to maybe volunteer or whatever they saw us, my wife and I volunteering or our coaches volunteering, and we'd have some events here and there to volunteer and do some different things as far as donations and that kind of thing. And so kind of what we started with the Crave Seasons is basically giving a structure to and an opportunity to give both whether it's time or money or whatever the case might be for our athletes, and just making it as easy as possible for them to sign up and volunteer or, you know, give some money here and there. And so that's really been an awesome opportunity for us as owners, and to be able to have the network and the team of people that have helped us out. You know, it's not just my wife and I's effort. It's not just our coach's effort. It's the entire team really is. You get a number of people together, you really can have some power in some different areas. Right. So
yeah, and I have to say, because my wife and I will be at the toy shop and
awesome.
As the toys are going out and the money being spent. But, you know, to see that, we get to see the smiles. We get to talk to those parents who have nothing, and we're there giving their child a toy or making sure
definitely
there's dinner on the table for Christmas. We see the smiles. We see the people. We get the thank yous. So
right.
One thing I want to say today on behalf of my wife and I, thank you on behalf of all those that we're blessed to be able to help. Because of the time you rang bells, the times that money's gone into the kettle, or little kettle here, or a toy is brought in and dropped here. Thank you. I almost sound like a good old Gomer Pyle. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
There you go. There you
but,
go.
You know, it really is true. It's a small word, two words, but... we do. We thank you very much.
Of course. You know, it's definitely our honor. And to kind of wrap it up, what if anything else, maybe some of our listeners are not Crave members, what is some opportunities that they might have to volunteer or get involved with the Salvation Army if they're not a member here? We make it easy for all of our athletes. So if you are a member here listening, you know, stop at the front desk or talk to your coach, because we have a ton of different opportunities, and we probably let you know every single day. So that's, you guys already know. But if you're not associated with Crave Gym, what can they do to get involved and do some different things?
They can go online under ringbells.org, I believe it is, and they can sign up to ring the bell. It lists the locations and the times that are available for bell ringing.
Okay.
They can go right on there and sign up. If they don't want to go online, they can call our office at 515-282-3599, and we can set them up there to ring the bell for us. We really are in need of bell ringers, and so that would be wonderful. If they want to volunteer at our toy shop, which is December 17th and 18th, from 9 in the morning until noon, and then 1 until 4:30 either day, they can call the office at the same number, 515-282-3599, and ask for me, Major Liz Beardsley, and I'd be happy to sign them up to volunteer for a couple hours or, you know, however they want to do it.
Awesome.
And so those are a couple of volunteer opportunities that I can think of right now.
Definitely. And do you guys do anything? I mean, this is definitely the season where you guys are most, I think, visible. But what's some other opportunities maybe throughout the year? Or are there any other events that you guys hold or do anything throughout the year other than the holiday season?
Well, we have programs at our both units, the one on 6th and the one on 25th Court. They have like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts
okay.
that they run. So they need some volunteers and doing programs for them or opportunities to go out. Maybe they've got a company they'd like to have our groups come out and visit.
Sure.
So they can give us a call and say, hey, you know, I work at such and such a place. We'd love to host 25 kids on a Thursday night.
Awesome.
Hey, I'll bring 25 kids out there.
Perfect.
We have a basketball program from first grade all the way through sixth grade.
Okay.
They need volunteers in various different ways through that, or if they've got kids themselves, bringing the kids and joining in on the fun of the basketball program benefits us, because we're able to tell other people about it. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Another way to volunteer throughout the year would be to be on our canteen volunteer for disaster services.
Okay.
Such as, you know, like the tornadoes that hit last summer.
And, sure.
Or the floods or the hurricanes. We don't get that hurricanes here, but we send people
okay.
to the
sure.
areas that have that. And so they can call our office and they can go through a training, and we'd love to have volunteers do that. We feed people during
about
the
500
week.
A week.
Really?
We go to East High
okay.
and serve breakfast on Monday mornings.
Okay,
and
awesome.
There's always need for volunteers. There's even need for making breakfast casseroles, and we provide the pans.
Okay.
And so those are just little areas throughout the year that they could assist in helping us.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming and sharing a little bit more information about the Salvation Army. Is there anything else that you would like to leave any of our listeners with as far as a message or really anything that you guys would like to get out there?
If someone listening wants to donate toys, a brand new toy for ages 0 to 12 years of age, we'd love to we'd love to have you do that for us. We have an increase in families this year. We have 1,217 families signed up. And so when you average anywhere from 2 to 5 children or even more, then you just times that. And that's how many children will be coming, will be assisting this year at Christmas.
Sure, sure.
Gifts. So if you feel that you'd like to donate a toy or two, they can bring it by our office at 520 35th Street, and we would be happy to accept that and put that in our toy shop.
Awesome.
And my last message is there's a lot of holidays between now and the first of the year. Just have a wonderful, yes. wonderful holiday season, Des Moines, and thank you for all you've done for the Salvation Army. And our pledge is we will be there when you need us.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much to Liz Beardsley and Jim Beardsley. I'm glad that we could get all of that information from them. They are the sweetest couple that I have literally ever had the opportunity of talking to. So thank you so much for stopping in and giving all that information about the Salvation Army. We also talked after we stopped recording. We are going to have Jim on again, and we're going to do the Salvation Army stats. So after the season in like February-ish, we're going to have him back on, and it's going to be a lot of fun to hear how the toy drive went, how much money was raised during the season, and be able to even what we talked about doing is we're going to track a toy. So it's going to be awesome. We're going to basically mark a toy here, and we're going to track it to which family and have a kind of a personal story with that toy and be able to see where the toy went, and it's going to be awesome.
That is what I was going to say. That's going to be awesome, dude.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. So I'm super stoked about that. That it's going to be – I had all the feels during that interview just talking to them and being able to – you know, they do – Salvation Army does so much good, not only during the season when they're pretty visible, but all year round, you know, that the money is spread out all year round. But then they also help with other things as far as domestic violence stuff. They help with any natural disasters.
They do some recreation leagues, too.
They do,
used to
yep,
have a basketball
yep.
league.
We talked about that a little bit, yep. And so, so all of those things they do is really important. And so I'm so happy that we can be involved with them and get to listen to a little bit of the history of the Salvation Army, too. So Jim dug in deep talking about where the red kettle came from. So it was actually a black cauldron at one point, which was kind of cool.
Red's a little more merry.
Yeah, a little bit more seasonal. A little less witchy.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So so thank you guys so much for coming on. And now we're going to change gears. We're going to get into our coaching segment. So we're going to put Dylan on the spot, and we're going to interview Dylan a little bit, just have a conversation with him so that all of our listeners, all of our Crave athletes can get to know Dylan a little bit. We're also going to be putting his picture into an awesome design that I made. It's going to be really cool. So if you guys, you know the NBA Jams picture where you choose teams and it's that little pic? No? You didn't play NBA Jams mm-hmm. back in the day?
I didn't.
Well, anyway, for those who did, and for those who weren't super, super weird, Jordan.
Yeah. I didn't get into sports games till a little later.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't play NBA until like NBA 2K12.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. You just missed out on like 2K,
the
like
bad
12
graphics,
years
yep.
of everything. Like,
and then
greatness.
I picked up right when it was more realistic.
right
I did.
Right when I could tell them anyway. they were human beings. I made a little throwback frame to put our coaches' pictures in and then do the bio. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully that turns out good. But Dylan, what's up?
Not much. Yourself?
Just living the dream. You know, I rang the bell today, so I was excited about that. And then been in and out of the gym working on some things here today.
So. We rung the bell today?
Yes.
He did not.
I did, definitely. Just warm. And then you joined me for a little bit. So
swung by.
Yep, you swung by, which is enough to give credit, I suppose.
I think we should start off with the hard-hitting questions right off the bat. Dylan, list your top five favorite Tom Hanks movies right now.
Forrest Gump, Castaway, and those are the only two I can think
Gosh,
of.
Gosh, darn
it. Oh. Only two I can think of.
And premeditated.
And premeditated, and that's all he can do.
We got another youngin' on board, so now we're going to have another victim of stump the young kids that don't know shit. Segment.
Not alone.
Yes, we're going to try to think of something while this is going on. We didn't premeditate that, but right. We got it. It can't be hard.
So, Dylan, tell me a little bit about your background, your fitness, both in fitness and just your personal background, where you're from, whether you did sports, all that kind of stuff. Tell us a little bit about yourself in kind of that aspect.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Des Moines, Iowa, my whole life. Went to West Des Moines schools, and my fitness journey really didn't get started up until I would say when sports in high school really became a thing around ninth grade, freshman year. That was mainly when I was focusing on baseball, but we were doing our strength and conditioning. But then junior year came around, and then I noticed, getting on that bigger side, might as well get in that lineman side. But that's where the strength and conditioning really took a turn. I started hitting it really hard. And then during that time, I actually got a job over at Gold's Gym over in West Des Moines, so I've always had a background of lifting. That's when I really went over to, like, the bodybuilding kind of your sort of style of lifting.
Sure.
And then also from there, after I was done over at Gold's Gym, I went ahead and got an opportunity to work over at Complete Nutrition in West Des Moines, so that's where the supplement background comes into. Was over there for around year and a half to 2 years, worked my way up to a manager position over there, and ever since then I've been loving the bodybuilding style of life. Been love helping people, love giving advice, love teaching, love just everything fitness related, honestly. Supplement wise, workout wise,
awesome. Yeah, and so we brought Dylan on, what was it, about a month ago. So you've probably seen him shadowing a little bit. And this week he started coaching on his own. And so started, so you'll be, everybody listening will have a chance here to work with Dylan. And, you know, he's also doing nutrition. Like he said, he has that supplement and nutrition background. So anybody looking to do nutrition programming and PT, he's open for that right now as well. What was some of your first thoughts when it came to, your first couple of days in Crave, being around the athletes and kind of what's your first reaction to, you know, what Crave Gym is all about and what we do?
Start with that first workout when you came in. Before the show.
Oh yeah. So we'll start to interrupt. We also make all of our coaches do a training session right away, basically without telling them. So so we give them like a day's notice maybe and just say, oh, okay, by the way, you're going to have to jump into a training session. Or some people we won't even tell them. We'll just make them think they're shadowing and then jump them in and say, oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to try this one up. So, go ahead.
I did not expect to die that day, the day I took that first class. I took Zach's class, and he did it spot on, and literally it was one of the hardest but most badass workouts I've done. Literally hits every aspect from the strength, the endurance, the agility, the striking, all that good stuff. But my first thoughts on Crave when I came in, already had a pretty good background of it, honestly, just because I've known Zach for a few years. We've been hanging out, but this place is badass. That is all I got to say. It's badass. You got smart guys behind it, like Tyler, Zach, banking the programs. You've got pretty much hitting every aspect. Every athlete here comes in, gives 110% effort. Every coach gives 110% effort. We always work on looking to see how form's going. It's pretty much every aspect of a group training or one-on-one training or nutrition aspect is hit pretty much on the point, on the dot. And that's the one thing that I do like about this place, that everyone is knowledgeable with what they do. Everyone gives the background.
That's one, yeah, you know, that's one thing that, you know, if you've been listening to us for a while, or if you're a part of Crave Gym, you know, that's one thing we pride ourselves on. Our coaches, you know, have the knowledge and have the passion to help our athletes. You know, even a lot of our athletes, even our coaches in other aspects of fitness. And so a lot of them come here and have a furthered knowledge and kind of the coach's coach is kind of a lot of our program and our athletes, our coaches elsewhere come here to get coached in a higher fashion. So I love that about the program and what's that been able to turn into. But what tell me a couple of your goals. One, let's talk about your fitness and your journey. Let's talk about a goal there and what your goals are personally. And then two, as a coach, what are some of your goals in the future moving forward?
Yeah, some of my personal goals, honestly, again, coming from just seeing how you guys work around here and everything, doing some shows, being around yourself, Tyler, Zach, everyone else who competes, Dan, a lot of the coaches, it's fun. It looks fun. I want to see how disciplined I actually am with that, see if I can actually go through that whole process,
sure,
get to where you were for Worlds, or for Downs when he got his pro card, to see just how my body would look if it comes around to that.
Awesome.
And then something that I want to pass on or kind of work on passing along to the athletes is just as much knowledge as I can, giving them that, and then also as much knowledge as they can give me, coming from either to up my coaching aspect here, my everyday life aspect, my just, yeah.
That's a great point, though. I think, you know, it gets overlooked a lot of times with coaches is how much we learn from the athletes and definitely, even just yeah, having conversations with our athletes and, you know, and just interacting maybe on even a social level with our athletes. We get to really experience new things and having conversations, experience somebody that had different, you know, maybe a different upbringing than us and get to kind of immerse ourselves in their lives for a little bit. So it's awesome to be able to pull that from our athletes too. So that's a great point.
And that's one more thing. Like another thing that I noticed right when I walked in, it's pretty much like you walk in to a big family or a big house. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone's nice. I've never heard one negative thing said here. Everyone is always helping each other. Everyone stays on top of the game.
Yeah, and you know, we pride ourselves that. And Jordan, you know, you've been you know, in the inner circles here for a while, but even when you first started when as an athlete, you know, is that you always said that's one thing, the culture and the team atmosphere that you always
liked?
Yeah,
I mean, as you guys know, I jumped in doing my own thing for a long time, and what pretty much dragged me in was watching everybody do the classes. It was mm-hmm. a lot of fun seeing everybody hanging out on their own. Outside of the gym, really, a lot of folks with a lot of good friends.
So we will have that up. So if you see him, don't be afraid to ask him any questions that you have or just give him shit.
Feel free. So on to some segments.
What? Yeah, you did
you're
not.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Whoa. What whiskey?
I wasn't that drunk when I was there. I was just very excited.
Yeah. So did you go out afterwards?
I was going to say when you were there. What happened after?
Don't ask me what happened after. We went to the Heston house and people just started passing around boots. And
oh, but by the way, my father-in-law needs to go buy a boot. He said they're here. Yes, they got
you
here
can
yesterday.
Buy them. Yeah, they're like $50. They
so
sell.
Go buy
and
them.
One of them is Warsteiner. It's like my favorite German beer. That's
really?
Kind of cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So another shout out that we wanted to get to was Jordan's friend Nate actually doing the half.
Following
he got talked
through
I love
the half
it. Yes.
marathon.
Yes.
This Saturday he and his wife are gonna run it. He's been practicing. He's run two 9-mile parts to see if he's capable of it. Both times, came away with very bloody nipples. He sent me the picture of his shirt afterwards.
Oh. Yikes.
But dude, he was wearing a flannel shirt. I was like, you That's a terrible moron. Idea. I was like, I felt bad for you until you sent me the picture. What an idiot.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I love That's flannel shirts. I was burn. Like, me too, but I'm not going to wear it when I'm running.
Flannel
moron.
Not, oh my
gosh. Yeah, I already yelled at him. It was a terrible thing.
And you can tape, you're going to have to tape your nipples.
Yeah, he's going to have to. It's close enough now that he's going to have to.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Nate, to divulge all that information. We're actually real proud of you for running the half.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm pumped.
Dude, I actually, so shout out here, I forgot about
this. Is it called it's the Turkey Trot, right?
Turkey Trot.
Yeah.
But shout out for Zach, as we're doing the coaches thing. What that night, while we were all drunk and talking about, we love to talk about you coaches behind your back, us athletes, you got mad props. Tons of people were like, no kidding, Zach has been killing it lately. No joke, everybody was like, Zach is in the fucking groove, and it's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad I remember that. Dude, everybody gave you huge props.
That's awesome.
Don't let it go to your head. You still don't know who Tom Hanks is.
Don't know who Tom Hanks is.
Seriously, yeah. But the athletes are loving it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So stay on it.
That feels good.
Heck yeah. So yeah, huge shout out to Nate, huge shout out to Lindsay and Steve. Then let's get into, since some of you may be traveling here for the weekend for Thanksgiving, Jordan has an on the road again.
It's not really about traveling. It's just you're driving.
Well,
drive. I have a friend.
Not drive?
Yeah. Sometimes I like to run. Sometimes I like to scoot. I scooter around.
All right.
Anyway. Do you guys have like those friends that like let their gas gauge get the, like when the light's on, that's like when I'm like, all right, I need to go get gas. Then those people that are like, I've got 50 miles left or at least two,
at least
30 minute trips,
at least 30 miles from the time your gas
you
light turns
are
on.
Are those people?
It is.
It
is true.
Me nuts.
It's at least 30. No matter.
I get so stressed
almost no matter
out
what
when
car.
One of my friends drives, Cole's girlfriend, Taylor, when she drives, and it feels like every time I get in the car with her, I'm like, oh my god.
Dude, you know how much red you have left on that tick?
Dude.
Plenty of time.
I risk it though.
Thank you.
Just in case. Like, what if you gotta push
your
car?
Paycheck's not for
a
couple more days.
Dude, well, holy moly. It's not a paycheck thing with her. She's just like,
I can understand if you don't have the funds to fill
it
yet.
No, I mean, I guess even if I have the funds, I still.
Have you seen the
I'll cruise around for half a day still on empty.
It's like. Yeah, the people halfway, they're like, I need gas. And the people that are there, like, I got 50.
I'm more of like I'm like an eighth of a tank guy.
Like right before that light comes on or right when that light comes on, I am going to the gas station.
You stay above
on
half
on that
half.
Trip. Huh?
You winter stay time, above stay half above half.
I go all the way to the top once I fill it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. You people.
I got an argument with somebody that thought that they got better gas mileage or better... more efficient gas by filling it all the way up versus like not filling it up. I was like,
what are you talking about?
Actually
an argument to be made that once you hit that threshold and you go below it, it's not good for your car because you're running on not the best.
Oh, like fumes
gas.
And shit. Yeah.
But before that doesn't make any sense. They're probably talking like their gauge is a little off and goes a little slow.
Right. So it's
which
probably
is
like
normal.
Yeah.
Their gauge is not going to be uniform.
It sits
straight
at
through.
Full
right.
for longer, and
they're
then,
like,
and then it
I'm getting.
Floats. Yeah. Yeah. that doesn't make any fucking sense. All right. And for the last segment of the day, we're going to hit our foodie segment, which we were going to do cereal from last week. Did we put up a podcast last or not?
Yep.
Not last week, but two weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
So yeah, so let's talk about this for a second. Just on a personal topic, we did not have the podcast last week because we had baby
shit,
Ivy.
How have we not talked
right,
about
right? Because
this?
It's actually been a while now. It's been a week already. So so we're recording this right before Thanksgiving. But yeah, we had last Thursday. It's been a week. We had a baby Ivy. Ivy Marie Robinson was born, and
it'll be 2 weeks, 2 days. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A week from the podcast.
Thursday to Thursday.
Yeah.
2 weeks and 2 days.
Right. Yeah. Almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Almost 2 weeks. Okay. So a little bit over a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, we haven't been sleeping a ton, but.
he's yawned like four times during this podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I'm getting a shout out to Amber. She's getting a lot less sleep than I am. So, you know, shout out to her. I'm spoiled in the entire the entire occasion. I just get to enjoy Ivy during the day when she is sleeping and all cuddly, and Amber has to deal with her at night when she's got some lungs on her at night. So we were super scared. Like after Pierce was so good, didn't cry, all this stuff. We were like super scared that Ivy was just going to be a demon and like cry nonstop. But she pleasantly surprised me, and she is an absolute doll. She doesn't cry for anything other than in the middle of the night. She'll let us know when she's hungry, and that's about it. But yeah, it's a huge blessing. She's got a head full of hair, and she is awesome. Pierce is loving her. He just like he'll like peek over her little bassinet and just like stare at her. It is the cutest thing I've ever seen. And now he's like trying to show off to get a little bit more of attention.
Yeah.
And so he'll just like walk a little bit more and take a little bit more steps and be like, hey, look at me, I'm over here. Stop paying attention to that little baby. So that's on a personal note. We had all of that. We have family here for Thanksgiving. We've had family here for the entire last 2 weeks, which is awesome. You know, we're really blessed to have the grandparents all involved and getting to hang out with the grandkids. And okay, so it blew my fucking mind. Like last week, I call Amber and I'm like, "Hey, are the kids asleep?" And my brain about exploded. I was like, "Wait a minute, kids! I'm a dad.
I'm
wait
a double
minute.
Dad.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm a double dad.
Wait a minute. I'm a double dad. I'm double dad in here." But I don't know what it was, but just saying the word kids like blew my mind. And then I think I aged like 10 years in that millisecond. I was like, "Damn,
you felt as
I
old as
old.
I've been calling you all this
yes,
time."
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. Finally, I've lived up to Jordan's critiquing of my age. And so now let's get into foodie. We have Thanksgiving coming up, obviously. So
happy Thanksgiving,
we have
folks.
To do Thanksgiving foodie. So let's talk about what we want to. We're going to talk about best Thanksgiving foods. And if anybody says cranberry sauce as like a good food, I am going to throw a pin at their head.
Holy shit, we agree about something.
Okay.
Before the podcast, thank Tyler God. And I were saying we were going to talk about food. I said, I've got a lot of feelings about a certain
he has feels.
Food. Cranberry sauce is bullshit.
What the fuck is
I
it?
I never had it as a kid. I had to go to somebody's house. I was a sophomore in high school, and somebody's like, "Yeah, cranberry sauce. We did every Thanksgiving." I was like, "What the fuck?
What the fuck
is
for?
Wrong with all of you?" He's like, "Oh, you make a burrito." I was like, "Fuck your burrito! First of all,
Exactly. No, I don't understand. It's like, do you want a dessert? Then eat a dessert. Or do you want something
delicious
that's like
pie that's
like,
amazing and gets made once right. a year, or dog shit cranberry sauce? Right.
How about during my meal, I would like a dessert. Okay, well then eat a dessert.
Yeah.
Or after my meal, I would like a bad tasting dessert.
Slop
like
of what sugar fuck? Nonsense
what
that
is
tastes kind of bitter.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. I don't understand. It has no place.
No,
in the plate. So
and it doesn't match.
No,
it's this like strange sweet taste that matches nothing else on your plate, like this delicious gravy and turkey.
Right. So if this is, we'll put it on there
we'll it
to
on
appease
there.
You
the more
weirdos
the world.
Out there. But so that'll be cranberry sauce is.
You guys are awfully quiet during Tyler
is a
and I's
one.
Rant about cranberry sauce. You
so we need eight.
Like
we need
sauce?
Eight foods.
I've tried it like once.
Okay, if right. that
okay. turkey,
if that right.
turkey, obviously
mashed potatoes. Do we count mashed potatoes
those,
and gravy as one?
Everybody's fit.
Gravy goes on everything. It's like it's almost a food on its own.
Cheese
during
potatoes.
I'll
those Hawaiian rolls. No. Everyone's.
Do we go separate?
Those are damn good.
Oh, Hawaiian rolls.
Those are good.
Those are my jam.
Cheesy potatoes.
Cheesy all right. potatoes.
Green
stuffing.
Bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
That's a good one.
I think we consider gravy mashed potatoes.
Ham, probably popular.
Green bean casserole.
I think it's Hawaiian rolls.
Stuffing.
Going, honestly.
I also have
stuffing.
A strong feeling about people saying the word dressing. That's
dressing?
Dumb.
Stuffing.
When people call stuffing dressing.
People call it dressing? I've
yeah.
never heard that
yeah.
before.
Dressing a turkey.
Yeah. It's annoying. It's stuffing.
Stuffing.
You stuff the turkey.
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah.
Really?
It's
I feel like it's,
thing.
I feel
it's
like
a
if it's
literal
stuffing,
action.
I feel
yeah.
like if it's
but people call it dressing. Dressing.
No, but I sorry. I feel like if it was dressing, like you would
you
have
put
to put
top.
It on top. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Like a blanket. So we have cranberry sauce, turkey,
three,
mashed potatoes, Hawaiian
four,
rolls, green
five,
bean casserole, stuffing,
six.
Cheesy potatoes.
Cheesy potatoes.
Yeah.
Seven.
Oh my gosh.
Ham's probably.
Oh yep.
Ham.
Ham's a Christmas meal.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's
some people do. Have
some
ham,
people
but,
have ham,
but turkey's the.
Do
turkey
we have? Do we have
turkey.
Another one that we can think of that?
Trying to think of my Thanksgiving meals.
Pie.
Pie. Oh my god. Yes.
Pie.
But yes.
But what?
No, I agree totally. It doesn't have to be flavored.
It's
pie.
But it's
pie.
But it's
pie.
It's if
a
we
Thanksgiving,
go into.
But
if we go into desserts. I mean,
that's the Thanksgiving dessert.
Yeah, it is
like the
yeah, it is
like
okay.
Think about it.
I agree,
there,
I agree.
There's plenty
ham
of people. There's
okay.
plenty of people out
ham,
there that will
okay,
look
which,
at that and go, I like turkey.
Ham. Get rid of
or,
ham. Okay.
You know what I mean? There's plenty
I
of people that will be
pie,
like,
totally.
I like turkey more than pie.
Yeah.
And there'll be people that want pie more than turkey.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Different.
I think at least
we'll find out. That's what we're gonna do. Okay, so we have our foodie. For after Thanksgiving, we are going to find out during Thanksgiving
yes. so
who likes. Well,
tomorrow is
yeah.
Wednesday. So
yeah.
Wednesday.
Let's
Thursday,
do Wednesday all day. Let's
Friday.
Do Thursday all day, and let's do Friday all day.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do 3 days. So we have cranberry sauce, turkey, mashed potatoes, Hawaiian rolls, green bean casserole, stuffing, cheesy potatoes, and pie.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm voting for. I love my sweets, so pie is.
I don't know. I love cheesy potatoes. Cheesy potatoes. I love
green
bean gaining
20 pounds in
oh, yeah.
5 days.
Oh yeah,
and that's what I just did. And I, oh, I'm feeling
hey,
full.
Little extra cardio. You'll be good.
I'm not going to.
Oh, big talker about keeping it under control.
Yeah. No,
that's why I did training. That's why I did training session yesterday.
The only thing that I
equal
did
out
say is that I'm going to keep it under 220.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I remember that.
And
remember
so that I'm at about 211 now.
Okay.
But I was down to 192, so I did that first 10 pounds went real quick.
What'd you say? What weight?
220.
220 is my max that I'm going to get to.
Do we make like a bet on this?
Ooh.
I bet I think it'll break 220. It could be 225, but
if
I think
I do,
it'll
then
be...
I'm going to keep my surplus very, very slow, or I'm going to go in a slight deficit and still gain muscle. Like, I'm going to control that. That's where I get uncomfortable and
Well. Where's the point where you're like, I'm not going to pass this much weight? Like 225, 230, 220?
220. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to.
Plus or minus
3
pounds of water weight if you're making the
well,
bet.
Well, I guess
I think that's fair.
If you're making
well,
the bet.
during the day, I gain 5
pounds.
Not
during Thanksgiving. That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. Yeah.
Well, no, he's fine right now.
Yeah.
He's 211, whatever.
Yeah, but
well, 9 pounds.
I could easily gain 9 pounds in a day
on Thanksgiving.
So those are the foods that we're going to be doing for this foodie. We're going to put the vote out. And to end this episode, we are going to get to our coaches' questions that you have been submitting in the gym. We have a couple of them that we need to talk about, and we'll get to those right now. So. Question number one, what protein drink post-session should I drink for weight loss? And the question itself is, in my opinion, a little bit off base because, as we've talked about on here quite a bit, weight loss is in a deficit. So there's not going to be a protein that is more beneficial for weight loss. Hitting your macros is going to be what's most beneficial for weight loss because that ensures that you're in the deficit that you need to be in. What protein should be is quality and recovery. So that's what the job of protein is. Protein is not a weight loss tool, but it does help hit macros because you need to hit your protein. It does help recovery and protein synthesis. And I guess we could talk about lean proteins. I mean, which proteins do we like that would be least amount of extra calories that you don't want? So low carb, low fat would be a suggestion of mine. The core, I mean, most proteins, like our core Pro is like 5 grams of carbs and like 2 grams of fat. So, I mean, it's really pretty lean anyway. I don't know if there's any, unless
this
you're in like a
specifically protein powder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
For weight loss, though, I mean, you could go down the route of slow digesting, keeps you a little fuller longer, you know, versus faster digesting.
So weight loss. Have a protein shake.
Right.
Have food. Wait,
okay, yes. But if you're talking about which protein is best, you could, you know, say a slow digesting protein would maybe be better for weight loss if you get hungrier because it will keep you a little fuller.
I can
fuller.
See that. Yeah. Just a little more satiation. Aside from that, I mean, that's a good point. But to a better point, what Jordan was saying is don't do a protein shake. Instead,
eat protein.
Give your
belly a little something.
Because then you're going to stay full even longer.
Yep.
And just, man, eating food is so much better than
protein
shakes.
So much better. Yeah.
I love it.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I've gotten away right now. I've gotten away from protein shakes because, like, I was in my diet phase where I was like, I'm not giving up any extra carbs or fat.
Yeah. Nope.
Right? And then I was in my – and I needed – to feel full, so I ate all the food I could. But now it's interesting because now I'm in my eat more phase, right? And as I'm growing, I'm like, I still want to eat more.
I mean,
I don't want to waste my – I don't want to waste my carbs. I don't want to waste – I don't even want to waste my protein because I like my protein, and I'm still able to hit my protein numbers. Yeah. So until I get, like, too busy where I need to slam a protein shake at the end of the night to get to my numbers, like – I'm just as well just keep eating every couple hours to get that protein.
Mine's a little opposite. Now, when I was in prep, it was the exact same. I went, you know, 5-6 months where I didn't even have a single scoop of protein because I was just eating all of it because I was hungry, you know. I needed to get that food in to feel full. But then now, so at 170 carbs a day, hitting 220 protein wasn't a problem. But now I'm at, you know, 400-plus carbs a day.
Yeah.
It's hard to get all that food in.
Yeah.
You got to eat. True. So, I mean, protein shakes are essential, you know, for me. Now I'm like, okay, I need to slam a protein shake because it's a lot of carbs.
Yeah, but carbs are so easy.
Yeah. Depends what carbs you're having.
I try not to eat a bagel for a ton of candy. Eat a bagel for 60 grams of carbs and 9 grams of protein.
What?
60. Okay. I got 400 plus.
I'm with you. I love protein shakes.
But I mean,
some days it's not bad, but some days I'm like, damn, I got a lot to eat.
So I literally had five bagels.
When I'm busy,
calories in
all
one
days
meal.
I'm really
well,
busy.
Yeah. I mean, if you get to, well, that's what I mean. If you're busy and you get to the end of the day and you're like, fuck, I have a lot left, then of course, by any means, you know. But to me, like, I ate
400 carbs spaced out really well, piece of cake. But sometimes life just doesn't.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying is I had 2.5 bagels for breakfast the other day, and
my bagels were only 56 carbs.
Mine are 48.
What? What?
You
are. Need to get some different bagels.
Yeah, you get skimped on bagels. So that's a little rant on some more macro talk, but I would suggest getting, and this kind of goes into the next question: how do I calculate macros, and should I go by grams or percentages? So, number one, I would suggest doing at least one round of nutrition programming with one of our coaches because you learn so much in the beginning that really sets the foundation that you may or may not need to continue, but it does allow you to really get a grasp on what nutrition really is. But to calculate the macros, so go by grams. Percentages will not tell you anything because it's a percentage of what you're eating, and you may or may not be eating the right amount of calories. And so think about it like this. If I eat 2,000 calories and I'm eating, 50% of that is carbs, that is what, 1,000, that's 1,000 calories in carbs. Well, if I'm eating that same 50%, but now I'm overeating and I'm eating 4,000 calories, now that's 2,000 calories of carbs, and that's double my carbs, but it's still 50%. So essentially, if I'm eating 50% of my carbs, my carbs could be anywhere from, 10 grams of carbs because I'm starving, or it could be unlimited. I mean, 1,000 grams of carbs because I'm eating so much, but that it stays 50% of my total calories. So don't be really, really cognizant, really careful about doing percentages. Do grams and get those grams from your coach and make sure that you, because we have a lot of math that goes behind it. We have a lot of different variables. Your body composition matters. What you've been eating matters, which is kind of your current metabolic scenario. So there's a lot of different things that go into play, and getting those macros assigned to you from a coach for the nutrition programming, even just that first meeting where you, or the first, after the first week of tracking, when we get all of your data and we can give you the amount of macros that you need, that's when you, that's one of the most valuable things right there, is just knowing where you need to be and where your maintenance point is and where your set point is and what's going to get you in a deficit and what's going to be in a surplus. And so knowing those variables is key to success. So to ask grams or percentages, definitely grams, but you still don't know how many grams.
Great question. Even better answer.
Great. Thank you. great question. The next question was specifically for me, but I think any of the coaches would be able to answer this. What do you say to someone that is always getting injured? My first response to that, just because it says, like, what would you say to someone? I would say, stop getting injured. That's what I would say.
Knock it off.
But no, seriously though, mobility stretching, dynamic stretching, and mobility exercises are so important to not only stay loose and get your core body temperature elevated to be ready for exercise, but then also to make sure that your muscles, don't bind up on you. You're getting proper joint mobility and different exercises that you can do to do all that kind of stuff. And that's huge, because a lot of times injuries come from you're not warmed up, you're not ready to exercise, and you start exercising. B, maybe you have a deficiency in nutrition that, you know, you're not recovering. So it's kind of a long-standing, what do you call that when it's like a stress fracture is basically a long time of this stress. Well, if you're not recovering over and over and over and over and over, your muscles can have that same potential to get injured. And then, the other thing is being dominant, stronger one part of your body than the other. So if you have stronger quads versus hamstrings, there's mobility exercises and strength exercises that can correct that. So I would get with your coach, make sure that, you know, you are analyzing what your body is telling you. And if you keep spraining your right ankle, there might need to be some strengthening that needs to go on. If you keep, hurting your hip, there might be some hip movements that that need to be strengthening, or there might be need glute work or posterior chain work because you're quad dominant, or whatever the case might be. Get with your coach, get those specific injuries looked at, and make sure that we're addressing those in before or after training sessions or on your active rest days. It's a perfect day to do mobility, and there's a lot of exercises that can just work on making sure that you're not keep getting injured and that kind of stuff. So
I would say also too, just being, proactive in your everyday life, in everything you do, like example, taking a heavy box out of the trunk of your car, not just bending over and standing up, engaging your core, standing up, because a lot of injuries can start with something small where you were just lazy and then you come to the gym, hurt it more, and it just carries on. So just, being proactive with what you do, thinking with your head, using your body how it should be, not, neglecting it.
Definitely. Form and correct angles, not only lifting, but in everyday life, is huge. And Zach can speak on that because he has back issues that, if he picks up a box the wrong way, if he picks up his phone the wrong way, I think he hurts his back.
So. Couple days, I can't even move. Seriously, though. I mean,
it's a real fucking problem.
I'll be coaching and I'll be showing a movement, I'll just, not think, grab a plate quick and stand up with it. And then for 3 days, it hurts to lift because I simply didn't engage my core picking up a plate to show a movement, just small little things, and yeah, it makes a difference.
Definitely. And then the last two questions are good ones as well. They're more logistic questions. So tell everybody about the Club Ready mobile Club Ready members app for booking. So for everybody that does not know, and I will post this on our social media, and for everybody that does not know, Club Ready are your our software for your membership stuff where you book in classes and that kind of stuff. They have an app that's called Club Ready Members, and you use your same credentials from your Club Ready account to get on there. So jump on there, and that way it's a lot easier than the PC version. So you don't have to like scroll through your phone and make it bigger and smaller and all that kind of stuff. And that's a little bit difficult on your smartphone. So if you are an avid smartphone user and that's how you sign into your account, jump on that app. It'll make it a little bit easier. And then the last question that we had this week was, how do I register a friend to come in and train with us? And are they welcome? Of course they're welcome. We love having new athletes. And especially if they're your friend, they already most likely fit into the culture because you're already their friend, right? So we love having friends come in. Call us at the gym. Let your coach know. At any time, you can let your coach know, or just bring them in and surprise us. Most of the time, 99% of the time, they're welcome.
Is that first training session for free?
That is. Yes.
What are you telling
me? Say that one more time.
They can bring their friend in, and it's for free.
For free.
For free.
For free.
For free.
Free.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
Bring that friend in.
Bring him in.
Now hold on. If their friend, which we all know the answer to is yes, enjoys the workout so much they want to get signed up, do you guys do like, I don't know, like do they get anything for bringing
their
friend?
Oh, a referral.
Friend?
Yes. Well, now, bingo. Hold on. So these referrals, this is how referrals go, and we are super excited, and this isn't new, but this is new to some people. If you bring in a friend and they sign up, you will get a free month.
Shut your mouth.
What? My mind just blew.
You're fixing somebody's life.
Yes.
They get to do the first one for free.
For free.
And then you get a free month.
Free month. What? Free month.
Why isn't your friend? Why aren't there more friends here?
Everybody's friends should be here.
And is there like, I don't know, a second location opening up that would make this easier
for
people to get?
Yeah, so maybe they don't live within this mile, within this 5 miles, you know? Maybe they're in, I don't know, the Waukee area. The Waukee area. Maybe they are in the Waukee area. Let's go to Waukee and let's go right onto Alice's Road. And in 735 Alice, Southeast Alice's Road, you can jump right next to the Witch. So if you like sandwiches, you can go there too. Jump on over to our new location and sign up because you.
So if you like working out and sandwiches, it's in the same place.
I'm getting so excited. I just got sweaty again.
Yeah, he is.
I've been not sweaty for a while, and I'm sweating
again right now because he is so excited to bring all his Waukee friends into Waukee and get several free months. We've actually had several people that.
Basically,
they don't pay us
because they bring so many.
They
friends.
Don't pay us. They just they're like, oh shoot! In 3 months, I'm going to have to pay again. I better bring a couple more friends in. And their friends come in. They recruit their friends. They come in. They love it. They sign up and they don't pay.
That was amazing.
Which I love. I will give them free memberships all day, all year if they are bringing in their friends because, you know, it just expands our community and helps more people. So we are super excited about that. And so that's exciting news. Mm. And the last announcement that I'm going to have is kind of our Black Friday / holiday sale that we're going to be doing, which is kind of a special that I hope I get it right because we haven't like solidified it yet, but I think we did put it on Facebook, but I can't remember the exact numbers. But so this is what we're doing. So if you buy the gift of fitness for your friend, give the gift of fitness to your friend, you buy them a month, you get a month for free on us. We'll give you the gift of fitness for free. So guess what? You were going to pay for that month anyway, right?
You were.
I was. Assume, yeah, you were.
Yep.
But guess what? Pay for that friend. Pay it forward. Pay it forward to a friend for that free month. They get a free month because you bought it for them. And then you get a free month on us because we bought it for you. Because we're in the mood of giving and giving and giving and giving. We're giving it away.
What one could almost say you're in a Christmas mood.
I would say
yes! I am in a Hold on. One would almost
giving
say.
Mood.
Yeah, which is, you know, sort of related to. The idea of Christmas.
Right. And directly
you heard
in
it here first, people.
The name.
Tyler has foregone Thanksgiving like the rest of us.
Directly in the name.
About Christmas.
I am in a very giving mood, and it's actually in the word Thanksgiving.
I put up my tree. I actually bought a Christmas tree, and I put one up. I'm very excited about it.
I did see that. We are definitely in the process of thinking about putting up the Christmas tree, because on Friday...
Roughly 4 days.
Yeah, because on Friday we will be putting up the Christmas tree, so we're excited to think about doing that yet. But once... I might even grab the boxes of Christmas trees after dinner that day. Because then Thanksgiving would be over, and I feel so lucky that I
got the opportunity to embrace and just love having a tree the last month.
I feel like so many people are missing out, and I just feel like
I got special treatment, but I didn't. Yeah. All I did is put my tree up early.
I have several trees in my yard.
I put that Christmas tree in first thing I do when I wake up, and I sit in the
dark.
And I stare at it.
You just feel...
I don't even turn the TV
on. You feel the joy.
Loser!
wait, actually, that's... No.
Oh, this has been an awesome episode. Thank you all for joining us. If you do have any more questions, please follow us and ask us on our social media. I am at TR Crave Strong, Crave with a K. I'm here at Jordan.Hildreth, at Zach Downs 1, and at D Houseman. And Houseman is Hausman _. And you know, any questions that you have, don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. If you see Dylan, give him shit. He's a new coach here. We got to give him a little teasers here and there. But so he'll be coaching everybody through everything. Go on and like, rate, and review our podcast on iTunes. It's at the Gym Closet is our IG. Go ahead, follow us, and ask any questions you have on there. And from all of us in the Gym Closet, happy Thanksgiving.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas.
I thought I was
happy
gonna
holidays.
I thought I was going to get you. Damn it.